When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to the Fantasy Premier League 2023-24 season. Yes, it's creeping up very soon. My name is Joe and here we will focus on captaincy rotation. Last year, those of us who captained Erling Haaland regularly did well with the armband, but should he be our perma-captain this season? And are there better options, especially if we rotate that captaincy around? So what I'll do is I'll draw on some of the findings from a recent article on site by Fantasy Football Scout Deputy Editor Tom Freeman. It's a great article. I do urge you to click on that link and have a look at that. But I'll detail some of the findings in that in this video and podcast. There definitely will be a link below. Hopefully I'll remember. That includes within that piece and within this video and podcast, we'll have a detailed look at how last year's number one did so well by not perma-captaining Haaland. So perhaps the secret to success is not to perma-captain the Norwegian. Plus, I've also created a captaincy matrix for the first six game weeks, presenting who I think is the best option, or rather the best option on paper, the most likely to be to have a huge effective ownership and to be well captained, and also some of the best alternatives who could be a bit more productive for us in terms of getting those points. So just a little bit about me again. I've been appearing on videos all this week covering for David, and I've had 8 top 10k finishes, and including last year, so I've got the captaincy right a bit, but never won it though. That's why we're going to not focus on my captaincy last season. We'll focus on the guy that actually won it as well. So what we'll do is we'll have a look at the article and some of the pieces in that on site for that. And it starts off really by looking at the fixtures that we've got for Erling Haaland if we're going to captain him. And whether he'll be that perma-captain. So, I mean, he did last season, just as a bit of background, before we go on to the first 10 fixtures this season. He topped the captain poll 24 separate occasions last season. We pretty much captained him unless he was injured or we knew he definitely wasn't going to play. Haaland, of course, he blanked, though, in 7 of his 33 Premier League starts. But he did average 7.8 points per match overall. I think a lot of us who've been burnt by a captain blank will happily take 7 points, double to 14, very happily. But he did rack up 11 double-digit hauls, a lot of hat-tricks. I think there was a spate where he just couldn't stop scoring hat-tricks, which, you know, cemented his role as our top captain choice so many weeks. Do we need to captain him all the time? Well, let's have a look at these first 10 fixtures. So he's got Burnley first away. So that potentially is tricky in that promoted teams playing at home, first home fixture back, in Burnley's case, back in the Premier League or totally in the Premier League. I remember Brentford were outstanding in their first match where they beat Arsenal. So Burnley against Manchester City is okay, but there's a Super Cup because, of course, Manchester City won the Champions League. So there's a Super Cup they'll play, and that's going to be between game weeks 1 and 2. But because Man City are playing on the Friday in game week 1, there should be enough time as well. And also Champions League doesn't start until game week 5 or so, so we shouldn't really get too much rotation. I think Haaland's going to start. He's not going to be rotated out. So you're pretty secure there. That's a big plus. So those fixtures here. So you've got Burnley away. Good fixture. Could be tricky, but let's say he's going to be our captain, isn't he? And then you've got Newcastle at home. So he's at home. That's favourable there. And against another top four side. So that makes it could be a bit trickier. So it's slightly harder to call. So there could be better options. So we'll look at those better options in a bit. But then he's got Sheffield United, promoted side, away. I mean, did he do so well away at home? Well, we'll look at that as well. But nevertheless, a good fixture on paper. Fulham at home. Fulham did much better last season than many people expected. But I think that's a good fixture to captain Haaland game week 4. Game week 5, he's away to West Ham. Could be better options, but nevertheless, an okay fixture for him. Nottingham Forest at home. That is a very good fixture for him. But could there be better? I don't think so, that fixture. Game week 6. So for me, I mean, he's locked in game week 4 and game week 6 as my captain. But there could be others, better ones elsewhere. Game week 7, he's away at Wolves. Okay for the captaincy, but it is away. And I don't know which Wolves are going to turn up. Could it be a very defensive Wolves? Could it be a very attacking Wolves? I couldn't get a handle on Wolves last season. But by game week 7, we should have a better steer on what they're doing. But then it gets a bit trickier. Game week 8, he's away to Arsenal. I don't know if I would captain him then. Then he's got a home match against Brighton. That's probably a captaincy. Brighton are, you know, tough. They could even win. Who knows? I say that as a Brighton fan. But nevertheless, their defence is leaky. or rather, has been leaky the last season, no matter how attacking they've been. And then you've got Manchester United away, game week 10. You could look at that two ways. His background is with Leeds, with his dad. And that is a team who's a great rival of Manchester United, as Man City is now as well. So he should do well in that fixture, but it is nevertheless away to Manchester United. So don't know, could be better ones. So last season, the winner, Ali, known as FPL Guns, actually didn't captain him all as much as you would think he did, considering he won. He captained Haaland in 19 of the 38 game weeks last season. One of his factors was about away games as well. So he sort of came to the conclusion that Haaland wasn't as good away, so that's where he could make that move. So let's have a look. Before we have a look at FPL Guns, I've got Salah's fixtures here. So because if we're not going to captain Haaland, we want another reliable captaincy. So the guy on penalties, who's been such a reliable captain for so many seasons now, is Salah. So he is one of the players we'll look at here. So Chelsea to start. That's potentially a tough fixture this season. But in game week 2, he plays Bournemouth. So I'll just flip back to the City fixtures. Remember, Haaland plays Newcastle in game week 2. So Salah is at Bournemouth at home. So that already propels Salah into my thinking as the captain. And then you've got Newcastle away, So that springs it back to Haaland again or another. But then you've got these other fixtures. A Villa at home. I don't know. If Villa can replicate their defensive form, or rather their form in general, that's got them into Europe last season, then that could be tricky. Wolves away, you know, that's potential for Salah. West Ham at home, I quite like that, actually. I quite like game week six, but go back to those City fixtures again. And Nottingham Forest at home for Haaland, so Haaland gets the nod there as well. But then, if you remember, those Haaland fixtures do turn a bit. And you've got the likes of Arsenal, Manchester United in there from sort of game week 7, 8, 9, 10 time. So game week 7, Tottenham away, not a great fixture to captain Salah. Brighton away, okay, not a great fixture there. Then you've got Everton at home, and then you've got Nottingham Forest at home. So suddenly Salah becomes quite an important captaincy candidate for game weeks 9 and 10, and I would argue definitely game week 2 as well. So I think there's definitely scope this season to replicate what Ali did, who won it, and not perma-captain Haaland. It's going to take a bit of bravery, especially those this season that are doing something on game week 1. For example, they're going to Fest in London. There's more details about that on the site as well. They're going to be in a group of Haaland captainers. So it's going to take a lot of bravery not to go there. Let's have a look at FPL Guns, what he did last season. And so what we can see here, so what we've got here is we've done it by game week, certain game weeks, sort of key ones during the season. So we've highlighted what Haaland's FPL points were. We've highlighted who the captaincy poll leader was, and for the poll that we run every week at Fantasy Football Scout. And we've also put what FPL Guns Ali, in fact, captain, to see if he, you know, could improve on Haaland or the points leader, or indeed if he went that way. So, I mean, we'd just go through it. So game week one, for example, you know, he didn't captain Haaland, but he only lost out by 1 point, Captain Salah, who was the captain poll leader there. He also matched Haaland's 6 points against Newcastle in game week 3 with a Kane captaincy there. So you can see what he's doing there. He's going against Haaland when he's playing a lot of those away games, or if he feels there's another alternative there. So Haaland played West Ham away in game week 1. And then you've got some other ones here that I think are quite notable. He's sort of matching them as well. So Haaland's away to Villa. He did get 9 points, but he's away. Ali preferred Kane that week, who got 9 points as well. So they've matched them there. And looking through some of them, I'm looking at a part of this for the first time, really, because I sort of wanted to give, to replicate how you'll be viewing this as well, or listening to this as well. So looking at it for the first time, see if we be amazed. So Haaland's FPL points in game week 15, for example, he got 5 points at home to Fulham. But Ali thought he could do better, and he did. He captained Salah, got 15 points. And there's some really spectacular ones in here. 2 points for Haaland, a blank away to Tottenham. So he's looking at that tough, or on paper, tougher away side match for Haaland, and he's thinking, can I do better? Well, he did. He captained Rashford, who got 15 points in game week 24. And it goes on. So there was a blank for Haaland, so we didn't have the choice there. It may have cast my mind back in game week 20. I can't remember whether we knew of that much before. It was one of those sort of team leaks before. But anyway, he captained Saka, 18 points he got there in game week 28. And then you look through as well. I mean, there's another spectacular one here. As someone who captained Isaac this particular week, game week 36, it hurts to read this. But nevertheless, so Haaland got 7 points away to Everton. FPL Guns did not like the look of that. With Newcastle having a double that week, he went for Wilson, 24 points as well. So it shows you that, especially doubles, you can look elsewhere. So this idea of being fearful of Haaland, of perma-captaining him every week, I don't think this holds weight, because, as we can see, the guy that won it moved away from him quite a number of times, at least around half the season. he ran went away from him. And as we've had a look with comparing Haaland's fixtures first 10 with Salah, there's at least two or three there where Salah is better. But can we are there other alternatives as well? I mean, this is something that in Tom's article that he lays out here, and that we're looking for sort of reliable captains. And he pinpoints Rashford as another alternative. And this is quite interesting. So if you look at the
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fixtures here. The game week two is tricky. Man City play Newcastle and Manchester United against Tottenham. So, but luckily Salah plays Bournemouth then. But first off, if you didn't want to captain Haaland away to Burnley in game week one, well, Manchester United at home to Wolves, and Rashford, if we think he's going to be the main goal threat from the left, I mean, he could even start as a central striker, but probably from the left. Game week three, Manchester City away to Sheffield United. Good fixture. Manchester United at home to Nottingham Forest. Could be better. Could be better. Man City, that wins out again. If you're just comparing these two, Fulham, game week four, Manchester United, Arsenal away. But then you start having a look at them here. And see, so Brighton at home for Manchester United. As a Brighton fan, I can safely say our defence can be leaky. That looks a better fixture for Rashford compared to West Ham away for Haaland. And then there's that Nottingham Forest home game week six. So that Haaland's going to win that. Manchester United away to Burnley. But then it starts to get, as these fixtures toughen slightly, Wolves away for Man City. Crystal Palace at home for Manchester United. I think that's slightly in favour of Rashford there. And then this next fixture, Manchester City away to Arsenal, game week eight. Manchester United at home to Brentford. So that Rashford once again wins out. Tom in this article has put some useful stats here, which look at that sort of home and away split for Haaland and Rashford. So points per start at home, 9.7. for Haaland, 8.4 for Rashford, both great at home. Away though, Haaland's dips, 6.5, still okay, but you can do better. Rashford's only 3.6, so Rashford away was not a great bet for the captaincy last season. In terms of goals, we know Haaland did ever so well, 22 goals at home, 13 for Rashford at home. Haaland 14 away. So we can already see that, you know, Haaland is a better, you know, he's a good prospect home and away. Much better prospect at home though. Bonus points, Haaland 24 at home, Rashford 19 there. A non-penalty expected goal involvement per 90 minutes was sort of what they were expected to do, irrespective of what they did do. He was expected to be involved in at least a goal at home and at least three quarters of a goal for Rashford at home. And then it sort of goes around sort of 0.72, so about the same, but about three quarters of a goal For Haaland away, so it's not as strong as at home. And Rashford, he plummets down to just over a third of a goal expected to have been involved in every 90 minutes there. So I think that's quite interesting there. So already we can see with Haaland and with Salah and with Rashford, there is definite scope to look elsewhere for the armbands as well. There's some notes as well that Tom has kindly put up in this article as well, and I think there's some nice sort of this gives us a nice sort of feel to where the captaincy could play out this season. Bear in mind, we've already done a video and a podcast about price rises and price changes, and Haaland is going to be more expensive. Salah's still going to be expensive. Kane is also in the mix. He's going to be more expensive. So we're not going to be able to afford them. So we might have to, in our teams, actually sort of... We won't better have, for example, Salah, Haaland, and a very good other rest of the squad. We might have to have one of them. Or if we have those two, we can't have Kane, for example. So if you're switching between the captaincy, it's possible that a lot of times in the season, you're going to have to sort of maybe look to transfer Haaland out and get him back in again. If he's 14 million, for example, I don't think his price can go up dramatically more than that. But you never know, never know. But anyway, these are the notes from Tom. He was saying that fantasy managers, FPL managers, can have a captain against a newly promoted club in five of the first six game weeks using Man City, Spurs and Manchester United, just three teams. With game week two, as we mentioned, being the exception there. So Haaland, Kane and Rashford could be, you know, great assets. You can't have them all though at the same time, so you might have to pick and choose with those. So there could be an argument perhaps to switch Haaland to Kane at some point, but that's going to take a lot of bravery, and it's not for me. I'm not that type of manager. This is another useful note. Nottingham Forest. So we're looking for a captain and a team to target. Now, Nottingham Forest had the worst away record in the Premier League last season, claiming 8 points, and their first four opponents on the road are Arsenal, game week one. Now, those who've either England fans or watched England, Alexander-Arnold's pass to Saka was one of the best England goals I've ever seen. And it was incredible. But Saka's finish there was amazing. He's looking really sharp, certainly at an international level. So if you can keep that going for Arsenal, as he did so much last season, he could be a good asset to get in. So game week one, Arsenal against Nottingham Forest, could be the best captain. Manchester United, game week three, they face them. Chelsea face them in game week four, and Man City face them in game week six, for those wishing to target them indeed. So target Nottingham Forest. Now here's an interesting one about Salah. So Salah failed to score home or away against Chelsea, Bournemouth and Newcastle. Liverpool's first three opponents this season are those sides. He did, however, claim three assists against Newcastle, so he did haul there. Now that Bournemouth fixture, game week two, that is prime Salah time on paper, but he failed to score against them. And Bournemouth will have a new manager, arguably perhaps a better manager, I don't know. But Bournemouth could be better. They could be more attacking and less defensive. We don't know yet. But it does indicate Salah potentially is the best captain game week two, but looking at last season's form against Bournemouth, perhaps he isn't. I know how close that was to a haul. I owned him and captained him. No, did I captain him? No, I definitely owned him against Bournemouth when he missed a penalty. If that had gone in, that's a 10-point game, so I would have got 20 points from him. As it stood, I got nothing. So, you know, you get minus points for that. Which isn't great, really. So once again, there's some nice fixtures here. It's worth also noting that myself and Tom last season, we did a regular captaincy video and podcast, but we stopped doing it because Haaland, every week we just said Captain Haaland, or Haaland's the best on paper. But perhaps, you know, looking at this, perhaps, you know, there could have been some scope to recommend some other options. So we did recommend other options. And everyone in the comments and chats saying, oh, I'm going to Captain Haaland, don't care about the others. But as we've seen with the guy that won it, 19 out of 38 game weeks, he did not captain Haaland. And look, he won it. So, you know, who are we to argue with that? So that might come back. What we certainly do is myself and Tom are going to be doing the goals imminent video, where we sort of look at differentials and we try and predict future returns, look at those sort of under the radar options each week. And we'll certainly mention our captaincy choices in there. And I'm sure some weeks the captaincy will come back when Haaland is definitely not the best choice. Now this is to finish off. I'm going to look at something I've hastily drawn up, looking at the first six game weeks. So it's my captaincy matrix. So I've looked at who I think. So bear in mind, this is what I think. This isn't, you know, what Tom was saying in his article. It's not what the FPL gods, whoever they are saying. This is who I think is the best captain, and I've got some alternatives here based on some of the figures that we've discussed as well. So, game week one, Haaland away to Burnley, promoted side. I think he's the best option. He's certainly going to be the most popular. For those who don't know about effective ownership, that basically adds on the captaincy onto your ownership. So say Haaland is, you know, getting on for 100% owned, 99% owned. Of all of them captain him, he's effectively 198 or so, almost 200% owned. So there's two Haalands. So if you're not captaining him, you've got to go against two of them, and he is at home to a promoted, away to a promoted side. So that, that's squeaky bum time if you haven't captained him. Nevertheless, but there are alternatives. And I mean, looking at it, I'm seeing Saka's goal on international duty this summer against North Macedonia. He's at home to Nottingham Forest, who are the worst away side. Well, they were last season. If we assume that's going to continue, he could be the best captain. Rashford at home to Wolves, another great captain shout. I think there's going to be a split. I think there's going to be types of managers. So if you're a brave manager, you like your Maverick choice, you'd like to be a bit different. I think Saka and Rashford are great options. But if you're probably like me, and you just don't want any fuss or nonsense, you just want to get the guys who's probably going to score lots and is most owned, and that'll be Haaland. Okay, so moving on to game week two. Salah, on paper, best captain, home to Bournemouth. Didn't do it last season, but as I said, that was a missed penalty. He was a missed penalty away from a 10-point haul in one of those games. So that could happen again. Not miss the penalty. He could actually score a penalty against them this time. But there are some options. Now, I've thrown in Ollie Watkins, Aston Villa. I do like Aston Villa. They got into Europe. Watkins owned a lot last season. He is their main striker. He doesn't really... There was no alternative. Nailed on. Home to Everton. I think that's a really great fixture. If you're looking elsewhere for the armband, you don't fancy Salah. Home to Bournemouth, Watkins against Everton. Saka away to Crystal Palace, I think, is another good fixture. He's away, though, so, you know, it's an alternative. And then Haaland is at home to Newcastle. So, you know, as we discussed, that depends whether your glass is half full or half empty. I mean, he could turn it on. He's at home. I don't know what shape the Newcastle defence is going to be in. I'm assuming it's going to be even better because they've got quite a bit of money behind them. Move on to game week three. Haaland away to Sheffield United. He's going to be popular. Going to be very, very popular there. Another promoted side, but he is away. And as we said, gets less points away. The alternatives there, Rashford at home to Nottingham Forest. That's something I'm very keen on. I think that could be very good. Saka at home to Fulham. That's good, isn't it? And Chelsea. Now, Chelsea were, you know, as Chelsea fans will recognise, they were ropey last season. They're going to be better. They're going to be underpriced. They're going to be better. But who will be the main target there? Could it be their new striker they got in? Once again, there's a video and podcast and articles about, you know, the changing personnel at Newcastle. Could it be another one of their players to emerge, perhaps a midfielder? And, you know, once we find out, you know, definitely on penalties, for example. But anyway, I've put Chelsea in there because we might know by game week three if there's a good option there. At home to Luton, another promoted side, another great fixture. Game week four, Haaland at home to Fulham. I don't think I'm going to look personally elsewhere. I know many people won't. Home game against Fulham. Should be some returns there. There are alternatives. Salah at home to Villa, quite a good fixture. Chelsea, once again, this game week three and four. There's going to be a brave person out there that backs Chelsea, and they've got Luton game week three at home, Nottingham Forest at home in game week four. I mean, these are great fixtures, really good fixtures. So who will that Chelsea player be? We will have lots more articles, videos and podcasts about that should they emerge. Game week five, this gets interesting. So along with game week two with Salah and game week five, it's not Haaland. It's one of those only two in game week six that I've highlighted. It's a Kane fixture at home to Sheffield United. I captained Kane last game week of the season. Last season, I shunned Salah and went for Kane for pretty much most of the end of the season, and he pretty much matched him, and it was great. And it was fine in game week 38. Everyone else cottoned onto it when Haaland was rumoured to be out, and which he was for that fixture. So he got Kane in. But Kane, I do like him. He's such a reliable. Always finds a way, no matter how rubbish Spurs are, no matter what numpties he's playing with. Kane always finds a way to score. Anyway, he's at home to Sheffield United, game week five. Then you've got Haaland against West Ham away. I don't like that as much, but no one's going to... It's possible. I think Salah and Haaland will be popular, and I don't think there's going to be room for Kane. And I think, once again, Kane's going to be ignored. But looking at this, it's only really game week five where I'd consider him. So this is something where if we think Haaland's going to get rested or rotated, you're not going to lose too much value on it. I don't see anything wrong with a Haaland to Kane move that week. Anyway, that could be for the brave, but I quite like that. And also game week five, I'll put Mitrovic in there. He's at home to Luton, another reliable scorer. You know, will he score or will he thump the ref? I don't know, but let's hope he scores. I think he's a good alternative for the armband game week five. And then finally, game week six. I could do this at every game week, but, you know, we're not going to have... we haven't got enough information at the moment. This is all guesswork at the moment, but I certainly haven't got... I'm not going to do captaincies for game week 37 because we don't know who's going to be doubling then, because there'll be double game weeks around that time. Anyway, game week six is Haaland at home to Nottingham Forest. I'm not going to look elsewhere, but if you were, there are some alternatives. Newcastle will know whether Wilson or Isak is up front, but they play away to Sheffield United, a good option. And Salah at home to West Ham. So I think there are options there. And it's going to depend on what type of manager you are. This is the best captain for the manager like me, who gets high finishes, and by high, sort of top 10K, top 50K, top 100K, but never won it. So if you want to win it, if you want to be like Ali did last season, you've got to look elsewhere from Haaland. There will be better options. I look at some of those there. That the Saka at home to Nottingham Forest. The more I look at it, the more tempted I am. I'm probably not going to fest or anything like that, so I won't be surrounded by Haaland captainers, so I can see that. But, you know, I don't know. There's definitely potential there. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up now. I think we've got a lot to consider for the captaincy. There is a lot to be said for going for Haaland, but there's also a lot to be said, and perhaps even winning the game, if we look elsewhere for those options. So if you've liked this video, and if you like our content, do press that like button so that we know what you like. And also do remember to subscribe if you're not subscribing already. That way you can keep up to date with all our latest videos and podcasts as well. And have a look on the site as well. We've got plenty more coming up about pre-season and so on. for now. I mean, all I can do is wish you luck for the captaincy. It's pivotal to a good finish, getting it right is important. And perhaps rotating Haaland a little for the armband could be the way to go. Good luck. See you soon.